Thursday morning.
I am awoken by the cacophony from speakers mounted by the church just across my home. I can't sleep anymore. As I become attuned to the various sounds, I can pick out the preacher's words. Every satanic manipulation in your life, joblessness, sickness and poverty, I say let the Lord take control. Begin to pray.
Put your hand on your television. If you don't have a television, put your hand on your radio. If you don't have a radio, put your hand on your phone. Any weapon, what you need against me and my family,
The prayer points ranges from the demand for good leaders, better job, visa to America, success in exams, elevation from tenant to landlord, even for ancestral and generational causes. 15 minutes later, I am marveled when the preacher says, "Come out and take this handkerchief with a token of 2,000 naira or more. Any favor you ask of God while holding this hanky is yours." My good guess is that more than half of the congregation clamors to get it. This scenario takes me back to Fela.
Every African man smiles. How are you? You see, we smile because we are good people, probably. But you see, people don't have to smile in a bad condition. That is making the matters worse. That is going into slavery. You see, because our condition is not a condition of smiling. So I write a tune called Suffering and Smiling, you see. And it's doing very well. As a matter of fact, I think it's my biggest hit now since for years. It attacks the religion, you know. It uses this religious thing to go and attack the ills of our society, to see why the things happen, why the police brutality, army oppression, you see. Sing that one. It says, suffer for world. Now your fault to be that.
Fela, the Abamieda, the musical prophet, who sang about things that will happen in future. He had a foresight about the influence of various religious bodies, as we witness today. He released the song Suffering and Smiling in 1978. Where he juxtaposes the pathetic situation of the Nigerian society with the blind optimism of the citizens. This optimism arose as religious beliefs gained traction, championed by spiritual directors. The belief is that the suffering we face in this world is normal and temporal, and there is hope for enjoyment in the afterlife, where we will be at peace and enjoy all that is good. Fela criticized that this false sense of contentment made Nigerians ignore their chaotic predicament and remain optimistic for a future that is bleak. Of course, Fela was criticized by the Nigerian government, religious zealots, and some citizens for saying the country lacks economical and developmental blueprint. Well, on the flip side, after Fela's death, a survey conducted by the University of Michigan, 2003, listed Nigeria as the happiest people in the world. Meanwhile, statistics by ruralpoverty.com in the same year showed that 35% of Nigerians live below the poverty line, while double that number lives on the borderline. We were ranked 20th poorest nation in the world, and somehow we are on top of the happiness poll, and as of today, Nigeria is now the poverty headquarters of the world, having overtaken all other nations to occupy the number one position. Who said Fela is not a prophet? Hi, this is what this Fela say with Gabi.
Muslims go, they call Allahu Akbar. Suffer for world, enjoy for heaven. Christians go, they yab, in spiritum heavenus. Muslims go, they call Allahu Akbar. Open your eye everywhere. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment, Imam na gbaladun. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment. Imamu na gbaladun ra 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 ra.
Episode is Suffering and Smiling. Suffering and Smiling is a direct commentary on the elitism of organized religion and the paradox of opulence that the religious leaders enjoy in Nigeria. While the congregation suffered and smiled, we see preachers of faith getting enriched every day with the sweat and blood of their blind followers. Some own large institutions, luxury cars, or even private jets. Meanwhile, majority of their congregation live in perpetual penury. Instead of feeding 5,000 people like Jesus did, today's preacher and prophet are being fed by 5,000 hungry people. In the world of Fela, my people need get sense. There is a growing trend where religious leaders abuse the undue reverence showered on them by members. We believe that every problem is induced by spirituality and unseen influence, rather than the forces of our actions and inactions. Like the saying goes, every man is the architect of his fortune. Now, everyone claims to be a pastor, prophet, evangelist, imam, afar, and seer, opening various prayers and worship centers all over the country. There are more churches and mosques than health and educational centers in Nigeria. Factories are being closed down and converted to a place of worship. There is an ever-growing competition amongst places of worship as to who has the most glamorous and larger capacity place of worship, when a fraction of the billions spent could have been used to build a factory that employs thousands of unemployed Nigerians. Let me point out that any comment I make here concerning religious leaders is not directed at true men of God, although few in numbers, but at the flurry of mischievous scammers who parade as spiritual directors and advisors, capitalizing on the naivety and emotional vulnerability of many Nigerians, preaching about rewards in the afterlife while they pursue what's earthly pleasures. Nigeria has given up on their government ability to provide the basic necessities of life and now look to God for their daily needs. Now listen to these lyrics in Suffering and Smiling by Fela.
Every day my people day inside bus. Every day my people day inside bus.
Suffering and smiling.
49 sitting, 99 standing.
Suffering and smiling.
Them go pack themselves in like sanding.
Suffering and smiling.
Them they faint, them they wake like cock.
Suffering and smiling.
Them go reachy house water no day.
Suffering and smiling.
Them go reachy bed power no day.
Suffering and smiling.
Them go reachy road go slow go come.
Suffering and smiling.
Them go reachy road police go slap.
Suffering and smiling.
Them go reachy road army go whip.
Suffering and smiling.
Them go look pocket money no day.
Suffering and smiling.
Them go reachy work query ready.
Suffering and smiling.
Every day na the same thing.
Suffering and smiling.
Every day na the same thing.
Suffering and smiling.
Every day na the same thing.
Suffering and smiling.
Every day na the same thing.
Suffering
suffer,
and smiling.
Suffer for what?
Amen.
Joy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yap.
Amen.
Spirit in heaven knows.
Amen.
Muslims go they call.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar. Suffer, suffer for what? Enjoy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yap.
Amen.
Spirit in heaven knows.
Amen.
Muslims go they call.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar.
Amen.
Many, many, many you go me. Many, many.
Amen.
Many, 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 many
This is a reference to the rat race in all major cities in Nigeria. This is the detailed and unbearable and grueling reality many Nigerians face every day. The vast majority of Nigerians live on less than $2 a day, and smiling in the face of adversity seems to be the goal. Don't get me wrong, smiling in the face of life challenges could be a sign of inner strength. Not everyone smiles when confronted with the challenges of life, or maybe it just shows how weak, docile, and stupid a person can be. Take your pick. According to the World Economic Forum, our country is plagued by depressing economic statistics, and the so-called economic prosperity of Nigeria is a narrative foiled by a few affluent and elite minorities who might have managed to thrive despite the odds. Survival is the key word of Nigerians who shoulder effects of corruption in the country. Let's get back to blind faith in religions. In the word of Desmond Tutu, when the missionary came to Africa, they had the Bible and we had the land. They said, "Let us pray." We closed our eyes, and when we opened them, we had the Bible, they had our land. This statement actually shows how Nigeria has claimed the white man religions and has taken it further than them, becoming more eccentric than the whites. Religion left Middle East to Europe as politics and then came to Africa as business. Church sermons in Nigeria usually revolve around a recurring theme: call on God and all your problems are solved. There are prayer points for all sorts of problems: family, work, societal, and so on. Forgetting that faith without work is nothing, and churches should learn to preach this more. Most people spend half of their lives sitting down for long hours of sermon and then some more hours of multiple donations and offerings that enrich pockets of false preachers. My point is that it is a misnomer for us to accept our static position, but we should do something about it rather than waiting for miracles from heaven. We cannot solve a laid-back or lazy consciousness with prayer. If we don't work hard, we will spend the rest of our life in church shouting, "Yes, Lord, I receive." A funny and ironic situation is the boom and rising comedy in Nigeria, which has gained traction amongst the youths as a source of livelihood. The theme of the famous comedy series, Papa Ajasko, is laugh your sorrows away, and that is what we are doing. Nigerians are now finding additional ways to cope with a bad society by using the age-old medicine of laughter. Adnan Abdulkarim said, "No one laughs at themselves better than the Nigerians." I don't know why my people do not explode in anger at the government. Maybe the dysfunction in our society is so entrenched in us that we have accepted it as part of our lives, that not accepting it makes us greedy. In his lyrics, Fela made mention of various problems we face every day: transportation, water, light, military harassment, lack of job, and yet with all this, we still find time to party, club, and meet in hangouts and bars where we crack jokes and laugh, while also discussing how much foreign entertainers and footballers earn, their lifestyles, all talk but no actions. And then on Sunday, we go to church and pray that things get better. It is commonplace to hear sayings like, "It go better," "It is well," in reaction to Nigerian situation. This alone attests to the high and phenomenal level of optimism we have in the face of myriads of challenges faced as a people and a nation. Funny enough, the standard of living keeps deteriorating. The insecurity in our country is a persistent nightmare, the solution for which the government is clueless. All sectors are in comatose, and all we can say is it go better. And rather than getting better, they just get worse by the day. We have a special psyche that has been conditioned by religion, colonialism, military rule, and inferiority complex, that lack of quality infrastructure and necessities has become acceptable. I can tell you with all confidence that we are a sad generation of young people snapping happy pictures. Q, the selfie, Instagram and Facebook upload. The emergence of social media has worsened things as young people prefer to tweet or post their social consciousness rather than coming out physically to protest or demand what we want. Accountability. My people should learn to demand more from the government and society we live in. Only then can we truly live happy. Thanks for listening. Until we meet again in our next episode, Yellow Fever, where I would be relating to the dangers of bleaching that is a trend amongst most Nigerians today. This is What Is Fela Say.